Good morning. You're tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with my guests for the morning interview. I'm happy to have with me Rebecca Polson, a board member with the Sitka Maritime Heritage Society, and Keith Nitre, the executive director of the Sitka Maritime Heritage Society. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Good morning,
Brooke.
Thanks
for having us.
Yeah, great. It's great to have you here. We're here to talk about some fun things. We'll start off with the event happening soonest, which is your annual history and wildlife cruise. It's happening on July 4th itself. Keith, let me ask you for the details about when, where, how to get tickets.
We've chartered an Allermarine tour boat to go out there. Hopefully we'll make it out to St. Liz area, but it will be cruising around Sitka Sound. And we'll depart at 4, boarding starts at 4 o'clock at Crescent Harbor, and we'll leave around 4:30 and be back by 7 o'clock.
Okay, and if people should get tickets beforehand, you're almost sold out, and if they want to get some of these last few tickets, where can they get them?
Well, they can go to our website, sickamaritime.org, or they could also purchase them at Old Harbor Books, and if we have any left, there may be one or two at the top of the dock.
And how much cash should people bring?
It's $65 for adults and $40 for children 12 and under.
Okay, great. Well, now, Rebecca, I'd like to talk to you a little bit more about what to expect on the cruise itself. Keith mentioned, you know, hopefully going to St. Liz area, so I imagine looking for wildlife is part of the plan. Tell us a little bit about that, but what else to expect?
Yeah, no, absolutely. The naturalists there, the Ellen Marine, is really good at finding critters and telling you about them, and hopefully we'll see birds. But the World War II history is something that you can actually see, like, from the boat. You can see, like in the past, we've gone down the channel, and we can talk about the stuff that you can see on Japonski Island still, and then going around to McNaughty Island on the causeway, you can see stuff, you know, from the water out there. And then there's other things like Kayak Island, and then we'll, you know, like, hopefully we'll get out to Liz area, and there's another, you can't see it, but there's stuff at Shoals Point.
Which you can talk about even if you can't
absolutely.
See it.
Absolutely. And then the talk will be all about, like, World War II, like, what they were doing here, why they were doing it, and then a little bit about the impact of World War II on our town.
So it's a great chance. Oh, yeah, Keith?
Oh, as you can say, the nice thing is they're calling for really calm seas, low winds, and maybe even a really nice day.
So, no guarantees.
Yeah, I know.
But
we're fingers crossed.
Right, yeah. Totally. Yeah. And Rebecca, you'll be giving the talk about World War II and the artifacts that people will be seeing, the things people will be seeing, as well as the places that you'll be going by. And you'll have a handout for folks as well. I'd like to hear a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's a two-sided map, and one of them has more of, you know, the Japonski Island and the causeway, you know, like what was out there. And then the other side is all of Sitka Sound.
Okay. All right. Great. Yeah. Well, the cool thing about this talk that you're giving is it's actually sort of like an example or a preview of a talk that people can go to throughout the summer, and not just locals, but visitors. So I want to ask you about that. There's the Sitka Maritime Heritage Society has started a whole new business, a historical walking tour business.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Yeah. And no, one of them is a World War II tour.
Yeah. So our main tour is a 1.5 hour historical tour of downtown, where it goes all the way back, you know, it talks about sea otter and Russians and the army and all the way up to the present and the fishing industry and the, that one is, it's scheduled, you know, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. So you can just buy that one.
Which and you buy it where, and where do you meet?
On our website. Yeah. SitkaMaritime.org. And then the other one, the World War II tour, is also 1.5 hours. And that isn't, you know, like, scheduled until you can set it up, you know, like, for your group.
And that one, the World War II one, meets at the boathouse, correct? Or do they both meet there?
No, the World War II one starts at the Japonski Island Boathouse, and then we can actually, like, walk around and look at some of the World War II stuff.
Okay, great.
And then it's similar material as, you know, like, we start with Klinget Ani and then go up through, you know, some context and then
move up to World War II.
Yeah, well, and then mainly about, like, World War II, why it came, like, what was the, you know, what was the impact on town, you know, and...
Yeah.
We also get to show off the boathouse.
Yes.
Yeah, and you also get to see the boathouse.
So, well, that is another big thing that we definitely need to talk about this morning while we're here talking about the Sitka Maritime Heritage Society, which is the boathouse itself. you're ending the construction phase. Is that correct?
We're getting really close. Yes. You know,
we're getting occupancy. This is the we've been chasing for a while. Yeah.
Yes. So that seems huge. That means the building is just about done and functional.
Yep.
So, there's still some more to do, especially in the marine ways. That's the ultimate goal. But to get our public occupancy is really close. We're hopefully going to have our fire suppression system put in, which was the big thing to get our public occupancy. And that's being worked on right now.
And then what does that mean, though, for the Sikkim Maritime Heritage Society?
It means we're doing a big shift away from, because we've just been working on the building, like especially in 2020, we were just like, let's just work on the building, you know, because we can't do public activities. And then, but this is the big shift toward doing like programming, boat building, education, stuff with kids. And the, like the marine ways that Keith mentioned is that's like years out. That's like a, you know, $1 million out, the actual boat haul out.
Got it.
But that's part of what we'll be working toward.
But this pivot is more from just the Gponsic Island Boathouse, but we've always said our goal is to create and open a maritime heritage center. And so that's really the pivot now from the restoration and rehabilitation of the building into turning into a functional, active, dynamic educational center.
Which means you're looking for people.
Board members. Yeah. And it should be really fun because you're inventing something. You're creating something.
So if you are a person who has an idea for a boat you want to build or a class even you want to offer, then you're the person who should maybe become a board member.
Yeah. Or like what kind of programs would you like to see? And this is just a really exciting phase, different kinds of programs.
We love working
exhibits.
With the 4-H kids. Yes. You know, they built their dories. I gather this year they're going to be putting them back together again and sailing around Eastern Channel again. I think that's on the line. And working with them is really fun, teaching them how to safely use the equipment in the workshop and actually read plans and build their own, whether in dories or whatever. I think the last project they built their own pencil boxes. But they learned all about dovetailing and planing and sanding and, safe use of equipment. It's really cool to see these kids get really into the work.
So that it's that kind of thing that can grow from there.
Yes,
other programs like that.
Yeah.
Can happen.
So we could do our own programs.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So if you're a listener out there and you have this enthusiasm, you have ideas and you want to get involved, Sikkim Maritime Heritage Society, you're actively looking for board members. And what should people do? How should they get connected?
Well, by all means, they could contact us through our email, sikkimmaritime@gmail.com, or call us at 623-8054, or stop by the Gponsic Island Boathouse every Saturday from 9 to noon, where they're working away at the building. So, and we're always there, and we always like to say at 10:30, we stop for coffee and donuts.
That would be a good time
and,
to stop
and
by.
And stories.
Yeah, and stories.
Okay.
And jokes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. No, yeah, it's incredible.
Group
topics.
Of people, yeah.
Yeah, and... And yeah, no, we talk about an incredible range of things, usually involving fish in some way.
Okay, something with the water. Yeah. Well, those are also the contacts, as well as I wonder if you could give us the website address again.
It's sikkimmaritime.org.
So very simple, both the email address and the website are the same. But these are the ways that you listeners can connect with Sikkim Maritime Heritage Society for all variety of things that we've been talking about this morning, one of which is the cruise happening
July
4th.
Get your tickets online that way, yep.
Get your tickets for that. That's
They're going fast.
Right. But then also if you're interested in the historical walking tour, either the weekday one or the World War II one, check out the website or you can email or phone. And then if you want to get involved in the programming phase, same thing.
Lots of ways to get involved.
Yeah. Yeah. It's an exciting time, it sounds like, for the Sikkim Maritime Heritage Society.
It really is.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I've been speaking with the Rebecca Polson, board member for Sikkim Maritime Heritage Society, and Keith Nitre, the executive director of the Sikkim Maritime Heritage Society. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Thank you so very much.
Thanks so much.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.